Hey, if you've been enjoying our content, I encourage you to help keep us going by hitting the listener support tab and just giving some form of monetary support. Every little bit that you guys give, it helps to just continue this mission that we're doing by trying to push the youth from potential to purpose. So tune in to our podcast wherever these podcasts are found on any platform. And until next time.
You are listening to the End Zone Club, and this is your host, Anthony Mitchell. Man, we got something exciting for you guys today. But let's roll it out in 3, 2, 1.
This is your host, Anthony Mitchell, and you are here at the End Zone Club podcast. We'd like to welcome my listeners in this morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are, whatever time it is, however means you're listening to us. I did want to say thank you for coming by today's episode. Before I even get into today's topic of conversation, I do have to give you a slight call to action, and that's encouraging you guys to like, share, rate this episode. Please give us 5 stars. Every bit of what you do for us, even if you engage with us in the polls that are located by each episode, it just helps us to get our content out to the four corners of the world. But anyway, if this is your first time listening to my podcast, you know that we have conversations wrapped around things we know now that we wish we knew when we were younger. When we were younger, of course, you know, we were strong. We knew a lot more than we actually really knew. Just us tell it. We had energy, strength. We had an ability to go far. Didn't see a lot of the stumbling blocks. Didn't see a lot of what lie ahead. We just knew when we made a decision, we were always right. And maybe time now has showed us that it's not the case. Maybe time is showing us now that it would have helped us if we had someone in our life that we could have talked to about some issues or decisions we were getting ready to make, right? Before I get into this topic, I do have to let you guys know that I'm in a slightly bad mood this morning. I'd like to enter myself into witness protection. I'm glad you asked me why. And the why for me is my 49ers got baptized without the water by the Las Vegas Raiders last night. Y'all, listen, football season is back upon us. Me being the big football fan that I am, I just had to get out. Any of you guys looking forward to this year's football season? I asked people yesterday on social media, because I have to know where the blurring lines are, who are your football teams and what are you most looking forward to? One of the reasons I have to put that out there pretty early in the season, i.e. preseason, is because it seems to me every year, like a lot of my friends, are always jumping bandwagons. It's like they're starting off as Cowboy fans and ending Kansas City Chiefs or whoever's in the Super Bowl. Some of us just have that mind that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to jump. Me personally, I'm going to stay on the 49ers bandwagon. I'm going to ride that out. But most importantly, I'm going to give the Dallas Cowboys as much hate as I can leading up to that point. But with that said, guys, I'd like to turn the gears on this ship and point us in a different direction, more of a serious note. And there's been an issue that has been reoccurring in conversation for me here lately. And it's made me kind of dig into my bag of thoughts a little bit, and that's in the area of truancy, aka high school dropouts. Now, let me preface this because I don't want to have a conversation that's going to make anybody feel badly for having made the decision of dropping out. I just want to put some facts ahead of you guys just to encourage you maybe to stay the boat, maybe to stay the trip, maybe to not change gears, maybe to stay in the passenger or driver's seat. Sometimes we are in the passenger seat because we allow other people to make us feel like, hey man, it's okay. You'll go out and you'll get a job and life will be fine. But that's wherein a lot of the problem lies. I remember being in high school, we would have kids that would age out, or maybe they were dependent upon to be like the primary breadwinners in their home, or maybe they were having a couple of academic challenges where it just didn't feel like high school was the route for them. I think it's strange, though, as I look through the statistics of those most affected by the notion that dropping out is a viable option for their life success, is that statistics are showing that European and Asian Americans are more likely to graduate than Blacks and Latinos. As a young Black man, I do see there being a rising tide in this area where I have to talk about it, because I drawn back to a conversation I was having with a younger man, and this was several years ago. I try to encourage the young man, hey, you're a junior, if you think life is rough now, you keep on living and taking this position you're taking in life. And that position was, he was looking for easier ways for coping. He said school was hard, so hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna drop out. I'm gonna get a GED and I'm just gonna go to work. Like this factory over here says, hey, they'll hire me to build car parts, or they'll hire me to build tires or furniture. That's the mindset. A lot of kids are drawn away initially with what they think is initial success. They're like, oh man, they'll pay me $10, $11 an hour. Seems like a lot of money at 17 and you don't have a job right now, right? Well, the guy drops out and it takes him like 4 years from the time he drops out to get his his GED. Now, mind you, he dropped out like his junior year, getting ready to head into his senior year. Don't you realize it would have been easier for him to have just finished the course and got his diploma? But listen, this is where I'm going with it. He was trying to get this GED and told me that for him it ended up being harder than getting his high school diploma, because now he is trying to do the required studying to prepare for the test, now wrapped around this new schedule that he's working. And the schedule was kind of hard on him. He was more tired than he was when he was in high school. It's like now life is coming at him, because now he's got real life things to attest to and deal with. And when he made his decision and people were making him feel like, it's okay, go ahead and drop out, nobody was telling him about the stress that he was going to be dealing with. They didn't tell him that he wasn't going to pass the GED test the first time he took it, or the second time he took it, or the third time he took it. And I've seen this reoccurring trend more often than not. I've seen people fail the test multiple times. And at the end of the day, he comes to me and he's like, man, I want a change in life. Like I went out and I left a job that I initially thought was okay, and I jumped into the fast food restaurant business. Like they were the only people that some people were the only ones that they would hire without a high school diploma. As long as they saw him working towards his GED, they'd give him a chance. But now, he was dealing with a completely different crowd he was dealing with a completely different crowd in the fast food industry. People were a lot less patient. The money was not as good. The hours were even longer than he was working before, and he wasn't making as much per hour. So there were challenges, and 4 years after he had dropped out of high school, he was now beginning to question his decisions, and he was praying for God to give him better opportunity. And I said, no, you can fold that prayer, put it up. I'm going to have an honest conversation with you. I was like, brother, I need you to stay the course. I need you to commit to getting this GED. Go out and get it, and let's look at some other options for your life, because right now you're playing a game of chess. Whether or not you understand how these pieces on this board move, you're moving pawns and you've got more powerful pieces on the board. What you have to realize is that a lot of times we are a sum total of our decisions. A lot of people in your life that you have been talking to have made you okay with almost, I don't want to say a sense of mediocrity, but not challenging yourself to thinking you could have made it out. By the time you got your GED, you could have had a two-year degree from a trade school in college. It's not too late. You can still do this. And this conversation we had between us, you know, would go on back and forth. Didn't beat the young man down. Really, ultimately, wanted him to know that, yes, brother, just because you've kind of gotten behind a small stumbling block, a small challenge, it doesn't mean that you can't pick yourself up and try again. That's the biggest thing. Just because we sometimes falter getting towards a goal, or sometimes it's not as easy as we thought it would be, it doesn't mean that we can't dust ourselves off and encourage on the path. There were many segueing for a second. I look at the life of many of these actors. I think it was Mr. Indiana Jones himself was like in his 30s. Same thing with Morgan Freeman before these guys really started to take off in their careers. I've seen people in their 40s and 50s that really were giving an opportunity to begin to excel. I remember the movie Black Panther. There was one of the elders who constituted the eldership in the movie Black Panther. If you guys remember the scene where Killmonger is escorted to see the queen after the king has died, and T'Challa is being told all about who Killmonger was, and he doesn't want to hear any part of it. Anyway, in that scene, if you remember, there was an older lady that was well in her 90s that sat in that crowd. Y'all, that lady was in her 90s, and she was being given her first opportunity at acting. So I wanted to say that in this sense of conversation, is that just because you've made a bad decision now, or you've had some bad decisions, or a string of unfortunate events, it doesn't mean that you were destined to failure. But you gotta have a plan in mind for how you're getting out. And for this young individual, I was glad we had this conversation, because now the guy is a homeowner, got a family. The brother has graduated from a couple of college courses, and he is well on his way. What happens sometimes now, guys and girls, when you're looking at what happens for you next, I think it's important to note that we're at the beginning of a new school year, and there's already people in their mind that have determined that I'm dropping out at some point this year. It's not worth it. Some people, there are a lot of anxieties that come with school, whether it's not fitting in, whether it's not having the money to afford themselves clothing, maybe things at home just aren't where they could be for you, and it's hard for you to focus. Maybe you've got some social anxieties as it pertains to dealing with people. Maybe some of the courses don't really seem to apply to you. I get that. I know what that's like. I shared a meme just the other day. And there's this young man, he's got his face crushed up, and you know, people around him are reacting about how wonderful high school was, and I'm like, man, that was the worst 4 years of my life. Which is kind of true, but I had to make it out. I had to make it out. But guys, I wanted to drop a couple of statistics out to you guys that I was kind of alarming. And it's basically, like, here in the United States, I didn't know this, we used to lead the world in graduation rates. Did y'all know that? That our kids at one point were more likely to graduate than any other country. But now, out of 27 developed U.S. countries, we're number 22 in graduation rates. They're saying right now, just starting off in high school, that 25% of freshmen aren't going to, first of all, even graduate on time. All right, so that's stumbling block number one. Let's say you do fail. Let's say you do have an issue where maybe you've moved and gotten behind, or maybe you didn't get credits for some classes you take. What do you do next? All right, let's move on with this thing for a second, because it's saying that every year also that over 1.2 million students will drop out of high school every year. 1 million, that's almost the size of New York City. That's a lot of kids. They say that's a student every day, or 26 seconds. Every 26 seconds, or 7,000 kids a day are dropping out of high school. I mean, the rates, like the amount of kids that drop out, fluctuates. But I think right now we're kind of close to about a 3% of all students dropping out. One of the reasons I don't encourage kids to drop out of high school, because as I mentioned with the young man before, kind of sort of about the money he was making, I'll mention it now. It says a high school dropout will earn $200,000 less than a high school graduate over a lifetime, and almost $1 million less than a college graduate. If you don't think places recognize education, that's why it's so expensive. There's a trade-off. Now, I'm not saying you can't make it as a high school graduate. All I'm saying is you're positioning yourself to make less. I mean, personally, I want everything life has for me. As much as I hated school, I am in this conundrum where I am ever having to learn. I am in an A&P course right now. Now, I'm not talking about A&P for, like, honor students. I'm talking about A&P for aircraft and power plant. That's an aircraft course where you basically get a licensure. It's kind of like truck drivers get CDLs, kind of like permit drivers get driver's license. Basically, I get a license to operate on aircraft that is recognized anywhere you go amongst any major airframe facility. It's a flex for life. I hate school. I hate studying. I hate memorizing things just to brain dump it on a test. But that's the way things work. The more you position yourself, this little notch on your belt, that little notch on your belt, places will recognize you and be willing to pay you even more. So think about this. I'm talking about dropping out now, but I don't realize that there's a greater chance that I'm going to make life a little bit even harder than what it is based on this decision. Almost 2,000 high school kids or high schools across the U.S. graduate less than 60% of the students. That's an alarming number. That goes into another topic about our schools failing our kids. But that's not what I want to talk about today. But let's put an asterisk to that statistics. It says these dropout factories account for over 50% of the students who leave school every year. So it's saying that some graduation rates are directly tied into the level or the quality of education that some kids are getting. I can see that. Let's look at this one, because this one is alarming too. It says 1 in 6 students attend a dropout factory, with 1 in 3 minority students attending a dropout factory compared to 8% of white students. So it's almost inherently saying that in black communities or communities of minorities, you have a greater chance of dropping out because your education, quality of it, isn't as good. I wonder if there's a prison, a school to prison pipeline going on. Another conversation. Because in the U.S., high school dropouts commit 75% of the crime. I'm not going to turn this political. I'm really not. But I just wanted to point that out, because if you don't think they're looking at our high school dropouts and they are, like any salesman would do, projecting numbers for the prison, cops, the needs for security, you're mistaken. That's really what goes on. Like, the prison, oh my God, the prison pipeline is unreal. Just the way they're looking at kids from the time they're in the second, third grade, looking at home statistics, looking at grades, and already projecting how many will end up in jail, and making sure they have the facilities to properly house them. Right? It's staggering. It's staggering, and this is a big reality, especially in my community. So why wouldn't I talk about it? Why wouldn't I encourage you guys, with knowing what I know, to go ahead and tough it out a little bit? Listen to somebody who has seen the effects. You know, what's more important than just your right now being okay is your future being even well set up. I was listening. I don't know if you guys ever watched the show Good Times. JJ, one of the main characters on the show Good Times, aka Jimmy Walker, he was doing an interview just about the importance of being surrounded with the right friends. And I didn't know this, but there was a show that was very popular on HBO called Curb Your Enthusiasm. You guys remember that show? It was a comedy. The main character in that show would go into several Hollywood rooms and pitch his characters in different things, and nobody wanted to deal with him. Nobody believed in his vision. Nobody believed in his character, but he had some friends that would sometimes sit in on those rooms, like Jerry Seinfeld, per se. And Jerry would be like, no, I think that's a wonderful idea. This friend would vouch for him when he was unable to vouch for himself and to speak up for him. And now everybody wants a character like Larry Davidson. That's what friends do. There have been many times that a lot of people's success has been hinged upon who they've been hanging around. If your friends are encouraging you to drop out because it's the right thing for you to do right now, you have other options. Get with some people, some good counselors. Get with some people that can point you in the right direction. And stand on that. Don't get to your senior year of high school and just say, hey, this ain't for me. There are high school options. There are correspondence course options. There are other alternatives that will give you that same satisfaction, but don't put yourself behind the eight ball. Take control of your career. Know that you are worth everything God has got in store for you. Now, there are some high school dropouts that have done some phenomenal things, and it's not because they dropped out. It's just because they had the will to succeed, and that's most importantly what I really pin at when I'm encouraging you guys to stay. If you start making a habit of dropping out of things when life gets hard, I promise you, there are relationships coming up that are going to be hard. What are you going to do? If you start having kids, that's also hard. When it gets hard, what are you going to do? Life itself is going to throw you several curveballs. What are you going to do? Y'all are all right with me. I just wanted you to know that. I thought that you were worth investing this level of knowledge in. Because here at the End Zone Club, we're trying to push you guys from just having potential to actually fulfilling your purpose. And if you are listening to this and you have fallen down, you don't know what to do, you feel like you're stuck in a cycle where you're not making enough to even make ends meet, I promise you, with a little bit of sacrifice, with a little bit of determination, you can make your situation a little better than what it is. Commit your ways to God. Give God your steps. Give Him the works of your hands. If you are tired because it feels like, my God, I'm carrying this weight and I'm working 2 and 3 jobs and it's been hard, I don't see the end in sight. Let's pray about this together. Because, God, before we get out of here, I do want to pray a special prayer over those that are experiencing this, as well as high school kids, college kids that are listening to the End Zone Club podcast. I want to just take a moment to pray with you guys. I want to step away from the ordinary and give you guys a chance to succeed. But wherever you are, if you can just conduct your hearts in a heavenly manner, let's do this thing together. But oh dear, gracious, heavenly, eternal Father, we thank you for the ears of our listeners who have trusted their destiny in your hands, God. Right now, some of them are experiencing things that they don't know how to cope with and how to handle. God, my prayer is for all of those that are listening by way of whatever means they are listening, that you would guide their steps, help them to order their steps with discretion and integrity. But most importantly, God, give them the intestinal fortitude, the resolve, God, to push through and see the light of day. God, you determine from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same that these are your people, these are your sons and your daughters, these are the creative works of your hands. God, we're praying that you bring success out of this situation, bring good news out of this situation. God, bring high tidings and good spirits and countenance upon all of those, God, that are listening to this. Give them the determination to set this goal that I will make it, that I will come out of this, that I will rise as the cream of the crop always does, and that I will be better for this. God, give them a testimony. Set this on the tablets of their vision boards. God, I'm praying that all of those that are yours, all of those that are listening, all of those that are tuning in, God, bless them and encourage them. In Jesus' name, we pray.